We're told, verse 5, and the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets of it. Well, that means they're not going to have automobiles. We'll get rid of the smog and get rid of the pollution. Won't be any pollution during the millennium because there's not going to be any cars. And the streets of Jerusalem are going to be playgrounds for the boys and girls. So you got old age here, the old people, and you got young people, boys and girls. And I think it's nice for grandma and grandpa to see the little grandchildren every now and then. Don't want them too long. When they get tired, they get ornery, like their grandmother. It makes it a little difficult for grandfathers, and so he likes to send them home after a while. But it's wonderful that they can mingle. And I think it's good for the little folks to have a grandma and a grandfather that puts an arm around them and tells them how much he or she loves them, because children need all the love they can get in this world. And this is a beautiful picture that's here, picture of old age and a picture of children. This is the millennium. Jerusalem is the capital of the earth. Jesus is reigning there. The church is out yonder dwelling in the new Jerusalem. Somebody says, I thought the church would be with him. I think the church will be with him. I think he's going to commute back and forth every day from there. They won't have all the tie-up on the freeways in the millennium. He'll be able to come from the New Jerusalem down. I don't think it'll take him maybe over a couple of seconds to make the trip, maybe not that long. And he'll commute back and forth into the city of Jerusalem. That'll be the capital of the earth. Then we're told here, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts? God says, you don't see what I see in the future. And if you think that what's happening here is wonderful, and they were greatly impressed when that delegation came down, the temple is being rebuilt, and many of the people had built their homes, and there was an air of prosperity in Jerusalem. And they said, my, it does look like God is really moving here. And God says, if you think this is something, tell the truth. He says, this is nothing compared to what it's going to be in the future. Now notice again how often the word the Lord of hosts or the Lord of armies occurs. Verse 7, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country. Now that's quite interesting. The east country is the place that they've come from. A great many have come out of Yemen even in this day. And I'm told that there's still great numbers of Jews that are in the Orient. God says, I'll bring my people from the east country and from the west country. Now where's the west country? Well, we're part of it, I think. If you keep going west of Jerusalem, I notice when I take a plane, they fly out of there west, and they just keep going west, and finally I get back to Los Angeles. They'll be leaving this country then. Just think what New York City will become. It will become a ghost town, practically, because there are more Jews there than there are in that land. So in the millennium, why, New York City is going to be a different place altogether. Because God's bringing his people. He hasn't performed this yet. That's what he's telling them. He says, if you in the remnant think what you see is wonderful, think what I see out yonder in the future.